Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast, Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Previously on Days of Future Fuzz, Veltina is ordered to make Professor Y love the fuzz. The matriarch has demanded Dan Kent's cobalt ham hock. Will they ever be able to revive Panglao? What about that third Dan Kent in the pudding factory? What is to be done by you? Listen to this, the new episode. Episode 10, The Fjords of Greenland Are Not But Fuzz.
Base, this is Fuzz Patrol Fabric 4, still searching for the escaped mall terrorists. Over.
Well, at least I'm Fuzz Patrolling with my best pal.
Two felt friends, we're those guys, just like all the other guys. Don't have feelings that we hide, we're just two felt friends. On Patrola, on a rolla, we'll solve every crime until we meet our quota.
Hold my hand,
I'm okay.
Okay,
we're just two felt friends.
Remember back in the academy?
Whoa, that's ancient history.
Day one, we were the closest of pals. I let you cheat up on my test, they claim from my arrest.
And I was always watching you sleep.
You're still my best amigo, and anywhere the Vigo is the place the bad guys don't want to be.
Hey, for you, best buddy, I'd kill anyone in custody who says that I have feelings for you.
Two felt friends, we're a set. Whether goofing on the job or beating up suspects, or threatening kids or hiding evidence, we're just two felt friends.
Remember old Captain Fuzz Laney?
Where's he buried again?
Don't look at me. I was pretty high. Still am.
Sunshining yarny rays.
How does yarn make light? No one can say.
Don't ask us. It makes us uneasy. And when we're uneasy, we shoot. We're a pair, bad guys beware. We're rough and tough and never scared.
But what if we were honest for like just a second?
Nope.
Two felt friends, we're those guys, just like all the other guys. Don't have feelings that we hide, we're just two felt friends.
Yeah,
we're just two felt friends.
We can make the world better so long as we're together and swallowing the truth that we fear.
Hey, who let this jerk in here? We're just two felt friends. We're just two felt friends. We're really telling you, we're just two felt friends.
We're made of felt.
Okay, let's never talk about that again. Let's look over here. Oh, sure. I mean,
wait. Something's in this pile of...
Whoa, Bose. They're coming, you lung.
Let go of me.
Crazy Denken. Go. Put in your hands.
He's got me in his kung fu grip.
All that is will go. I gotta climb the mountain.
Oh, you just ripped him in half. Holy beans, he's gone crazy.
Gum, buxom. Mm. Smell you later.
He's running back to the factories. Base, come in. It's the fugitive. He's gone mad. He's heading back to the factory. And get a needle and thread team, stat. Hold on, Caught Tony.
It's okay. It's okay. I see the big yarn in the sky. Oh, it's so beautiful. And it's super chunky.
Oh, no. No. I was such a coward. I'm sorry. I love you. I've always loved you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I hope those chains aren't too tight, Professor.
Fluffy chains don't scare me.
You're the one who wants to scare us. You've allied yourself with murderers and thugs. You want to hurt us puppets for what?
You puppets put people in camps. Murdered thousands. Your emperor destroyed the world with a bomb.
He fixed the world. He is the felt savior. People like you, you're stuck in the past. You're nostalgists. The world changes.
Why don't you just kill me?
I'm going to make you lob the fuzz.
Felt torture? What are you going to do? Hit me with a pillow? Snap my smooth bottom with a towel?
Maybe soon, but for now, this. The linter. Feel.
I've had worse.
It's a long game device. It puts microlint into your body, which absorbs the blood, blocking the arteries and veins, slowly cutting off your blood, beat by beat. It's quite effective.
Is that what you used in Norilsk?
That was an accident.
Tell that to all those kids.
I get results. Before the fussing, I used to break people. For Fark, the ETA, Shining Path. That's who I was.
But is it who you still are?
A flick of the wrist and a leak of the lash turns what stuff into mush, turns their fire into ash. A little pain spread over hours and hours, over days, over months, has such a wonderful power. Sometimes you gotta kill something to make something feel better. Sometimes you gotta kill something to make something feel better. So Celine, let's begin. You should know I'm nothing if not thorough. Serving his fuzzy grace as he sees fit to use me.
And what's it like when you go home at night? Do you nuzzle his photo and hold it so
quiet? If you must know, I go home to my wife. She looks me in the eye and I mean to say, she asks me how my day went. I can't speak, she's patient. She expects the best, what she sees I can't see. She tells me I'm no beast, that's what I want to be. But that softness is weak, so I kill that part of me. Cut the parts that hurt free. Sometimes you gotta kill something to make something feel better. Sometimes you gotta kill something to make something feel better. Sometimes you gotta kill something to make something feel better. Sometimes you gotta kill something to make something feel better. Yeah!
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Fall of the House of Sunshine is offering episode commentary to Fable and Folly Plus supporters, still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
You must give me that cobalt ham hock.
But it's mine. Birdie the Hampire gave it to me.
Amazing. So you are the entwined of the Hampire? Cobalt has become very rare in the world, Tefuzz. With that hawk, I could finish my level 3 upgrades to the First Lady's programming.
You ain't getting your mitts on my hawk. It's got sentimental value.
How about I make you a deal? Give me the hawk, and I'll let you go.
No deal.
Well, I suppose I could just kill you and take
No deal!
Take the deal, Detective.
The one where she kills us? No way.
The other deal. Give her the hawk.
No! My hawk!
Listen. We all have personal hawks. I once got a hawk from my husband when he left to do some consulting work in Copenhagen. We called it our Copenhagen. And we laughed about it. And it was a constant reminder of our love and devotion. In the sunny nights of summer, I would see it and feel his hand on my shoulder or smell his breath warm on my knees, but...
You gave it up for a greater purpose?
No, never. I still have it right here. But I think you should give up yours.
But in this crazy, mixed-up, felt world, it's my connection to a promise that I made. And those rocks that I ate. It's mine. It's all I have left of her. She is the... Ow! Oh, I fell. Landed on my... Oh, my eye! Pod Nano. It was in my pocket. It broke. Anyway, it's out of juice.
Dan Kent, listen. Would Birdie want you to die with that hawk or live to save the world?
Die hawk full, live hawk less. Die hawk full, live hawk less. Die hawk... Ah, hell, fine, hawk it up. Oops.
That was a terrible throw.
Sorry, I have lazy arm disease, or LAD.
That's not a thing. Anyway, it appears unmarred.
Matriarch, why don't you join us in our mission? We could use someone like you. Your skills...
These are my girls. I'm happy where I am. I only want the hawk.
Also, can I have a new shirt? You sliced this one up pretty good.
I have an extra blouse.
Is it manly?
It has flowers and ruffles.
Aces?
Here.
Great, so we'll go now. Come on, Dan Kent, off to the original GG Scrumptiouses.
Oh, you're going to the original GG Scrumptious?
You got a problem with original GG Scrumptiouses?
I have no quarrel with any place original where fun is always on the menu. Do enjoy it.
Great. Come on then, Valborg. Let's go.
You are not focused on the bigger tapestry. The unfuzzed lands must be your priority.
Why not fix what we have already conquered? People are still threadbare, and our stuffing yields
Those
are not...
Those puppets don't matter! What matters is the will of the Elder Fuzz. Lowly puppets split their seams, cities rise, cities crumble. The Elder Fuzz is the only constant.
I want to help everyone. It's why I did this. I'm the felt savior. So let me savior them. The fuzz is fine.
The fuzz is all.
We are the Fuzz. The people are the Fuzz. I am the Emperor. You are just a boob. I decided what's best for the world, not you. Me. Fuzzo, away.
Now, now, Professor, don't pass out on me yet.
Go to hell.
Eventually. Probably. Do you feel that? The lint
ripping your kidneys. It moves through you.
It grows. Each whap with a blanket, each time you move, it gets worse. The more I hurt you, the more the lint destroys you. But I can save you. Just open your heart to the fuzz.
Open your fuzz tush to my foot.
What's it like not having hair? Made you an outcast? A loser? Before the fuzz, after the fuzz, a rinky-dink professor at Rutgers. Do you know what they call Rutgers? Butkers. So, you started a movement against the fuzz. Admit it, this terrorist group, all of it, was just to get back at the world that made fun of you for your alopecia, your deficiency.
I bet your wife is really proud of you right now.
What? Don't you dare.
You don't have to do this.
Yes. Yes, I do.
The Dentites believed in a chosen one. Fuzzadom believes in a felt savior. Everyone thinks that they're two forces that are at odds. But what if they're the same? What if what I am doing, what all of this is about, is uniting us all? The fuzz and the tooth are not fighting. They are grabbing onto one another to make us whole.
What is it you believe that makes what you do right? You serve a higher purpose, poisoning your mind. Spit out what they're feeding you before it takes your life. 'Cause everything you know is a, everything you know is a lie. Pardon my disbelief in a power so great it would ask you to kill. It would need you to maim, servicing a cause, taking freedoms away with a finite cause. But does they even exchange? We are for killers here. I don't seek to pacify. What if all we've got is BuzzFeed too? What makes what you do right? What do you truly see is the value of a lie?
Repeat!
Everything you know is a...
Everything I know is a...
Everything you know is a lie.
Everything
you know is a lie. A tooth for a tooth, a button, eye for an eye. We can't be toothless, but we shouldn't be blind. The tremor in your hand before you give me a dose. That's the you that is real, not the one that controls.
Is anything worth serving if you...
You lie well, but I will destroy you!
Matriarch, was it prudent to let them leave? They could expose us.
Oh, robotic Helen Taft. No, this cobalt ham hock is worth so much more to us. Now I can give you what you always needed.
Lug nuts?
Much more than nuts, lug or otherwise. Besides, they're going to the GG Scrumptious. I'm sure between the ghost and the curse, one or the other will take care of them.
Not to mention all the saturated fat.
Goddess help those poor fools.
What are Dan Kent and Valborg walking into? Curse? Ghost? Onion rings? Will they survive? And what about Professor Y? Can she hold out against Feltina's persuasions? Find out next time on Days of Future Fuzz, Episode 11, The Ballad of G.G. Scrumptious, Part 2.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Follow us on Patreon for special bonus things like podcasts from Lyman Keys, new Molar historian. Follow us onto the basketball court if you want to get dunked on, because this podcast can dunk. Or check out at the Pod Musical on Twitter for sweet gifts of us dunking on those fools of this American life. Thanks for listening, and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is part of Fatecrafters Studios. Find other great shows at fatecrafters.com.
Lyman Keys here with another Fatecrafters Studios promo thing. Now, do you think shopping at those big box stores is hell? I know I do. Every time I go there, it's just super annoying and the people are horrible. But what if the actual big box store was built upon the buried gates of hell themselves? Oh my goodness, I can't imagine it. Actually, I can. I'm putting a little dramatic effect here because I've listened to Attention Hellmart Shoppers, a hilarious, funny, supernatural comedy. It's really kind of silly and fun and a good time and really well put together. Now, it's the cast of retail workers are put upon by the forces of darkness, and it's really just a good, fun time. You should enjoy it. It's called Attention Hellmart Shoppers. You know, because it's the Hello Mart, but it's on the gates of hell, so it becomes Hell Mart. You know, you get it, right? I don't have to explain that more. Hello Mart, Hell Mart. Attention, Hell Mart shoppers. A supernatural comedy. I really enjoy it because I enjoy comedies. The other ones are kind of very scary. I've listened to them and they scare me so much. This one scares the laughs out of me. I don't know what that means, but it's how I feel. Now, attentionhellmartshoppers.com, you can find the episodes there, but why go there when, because you should, that's why you should go, but also just go to fatecrafters.com because you can find it right there, and also all the other shows, so it's all one-stop shopping, just like the Hello Mart, one stop and you're there. Listen to it all now, it's really enjoyable. Attention Hellmart Shoppers, attention Lyman Keys, signing off. Blue Light Special, sale on shirts, $2.95. Limit 2 per customer, coupon required.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.